Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts. And today our guest is Jessica Corral, Executive Director of Valparaiso Creative Council. Jessica, the city of Valparaiso will be holding its Sand and Steel Art Festival this summer. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on to share. Just to know that this is a partnership between Valparaiso Creative Council and Valparaiso Events. So it's a joint partnership for an art festival that is definitely needed and demanded in our downtown area. And so it's going to take place June 26th through the 28th. On the 26th, South Shore Orchestra is going to kick off with their free performance for anybody to attend. And then the 27th through the 28th is going to be art vendor focused with over 40 booths, all kinds of activities, showcasing a comprehensive variety of art forms. And so we're really excited for all of the things that we have planned. It's going to really provide a new twist to an art festival for our region.
And it seems to me that Sand and Steel will be a great example of what you're trying to do with the Valparaiso Creative Council, really diligently working to make Valparaiso a creative hub in the region. Can you tell us a little bit about the council and its goals?
Absolutely, yes. We were established back in 2017. A nonprofit that really just wanted to be a connector and bridge between businesses, artists, and the community, and serving as a council, kind of creating opportunities, whether it's in events, programming, art activation. And so the festival certainly falls under the purview of events being activated. And so our mission really is making sure that the arts are accessible to all in new and engaging ways. And so that means that we kind of do a twist of our creative spirit, being that we're Valpo Creates. Using the word create is sometimes very general, but in this case, we really want to have people connect to that inner creator that existed long before they told themselves they weren't an artist or they weren't able to be anything more than just, you know, whatever role they are assigned to day to day. We want to tap them back into that creative spirit that is necessary for all of us to know and to experience day to day. And so if we can do that through events, through programming, through special art projects, sculpture, murals, that's how we're trying to engage the public in ways that maybe they haven't seen before, specifically in Valpo, but also, you know, just in the region in general. And so the Sand and Steel Art Fest, just even selecting that name, is really in partnership with Dunes Tourism to say, hey, this theme that they've adopted for Porter County, yes, we can adopt it as well with them, alongside them, as a joint partnership to say, this is kind of paying homage to our county and what we recognize as the contrast between the industry and the nature. And so when we develop an art fest, we didn't want it to feel only centric to Valpo. Our mission for VCC, and I know for Valparaiso Events, is to provide events that are drawing in people from different areas as well. And so focusing on Sand and Steel, I think, brought a unique invitation for everybody to experience Porter County and our region as a whole, rather than just only centralized focus on Valpo. But all are important. Our city is definitely wanting to celebrate the arts in unique ways, and so this is just one of those opportunities.
So looking a little further out to late summer and early fall, what else can we expect to see or do in Valparaiso?
We have a whole slew between Valparaiso Creative Council and Valparaiso Events. I mean, there's never a day that downtown isn't packed with people for whatever reason. We do have Mural Walk Valparaiso Creative Council has Mural Walk August 22nd. This is our third yearly event where we activate This year we'll have 3 new murals, so we'll be making announcements on those soon, doing kind of an unveiling. Regarding Sand and Steel, just to swing back to it, though, we have just so excited about the art vendors that are going to be presented, what they're going to be featuring. Would love to just invite everybody to come and engage in some of their art forms, purchase their artwork, and be here in conjunction with Velpo Parks, who's going to have their farmers market. And we're going to be activating Velpo Create Center in a unique way with all of the lawn in front of our building, filled up with some fun activities. Some sand may be involved, some steel may be involved. And so those are the things that we didn't dictate to the art vendors. Hey, you know, we need to have sand and steel in your artwork, but it is something that some of them are enhancing and using as a special theme to play with. So yeah, aside from those two, we also have a quarterly exhibit that we do every quarter. We rotate out and have a reception. So we will have a reception June 17th for our Art and Innovation Series. We have 5 artists on display right now: Ann Lee, Emma Orsburn, Guy Wellman, Caleb Silco, and Mark Zimmerman, all amazing artists here in Valparaiso. They're going to be featured and have their reception where you get to hear their stories. And we do that again in September 16th. So that's something to always look forward with VCC, are these quarterly receptions celebrating the artists on display at Lower Lincoln and Roots Cafe. We do have some exciting things that we're changing up a little bit. I can't announce it quite yet, but we do have something that'll be more of a monthly celebration of the arts and a joint adventure for all of the creative district in downtown Valparaiso. And so we'll be announcing that within the next month as well. We have a lot of new announcements coming out. But aside from that, just encouraging everybody to, you know, follow us and Valparaiso events to see any other events that we have.
Great. A busy summer, busy creative summer in Valparaiso. Could you just give us the social media or websites so we know how to follow up and keep abreast of all the
Sure,
developments?
Yeah. For Velpo Creates on Instagram and Facebook is for VCC. Valparaiso Events on Instagram and Facebook. And you can go to our website, equally the same, velpocreates.org and valparaisoevents.com. So both of those have been serving a huge just promotion for Sand and Steel. If you need any information about that, again, the dates, June 26th is the kickoff, 27th and 28th are the art vendor dates. From on Saturday, it'll be 9 to 5, and on Sunday, it'll be 11 to 4.
Well, thank you, Jessica Corral, Executive Director of Valparaiso Creative Council, for joining us today, and thank you all for listening. This has been Eye on the Arts Radio, and we will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.